Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one that who does not have a partner in creation, who does not have a partner in sustenance, who does not have a partner in his mercy, who does not have a partner in his forgiveness. He is the only being and there is no partner to him. That being had given us the opportunity, all of humanity, that he brought the best of his creations as a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Humanity was to be guided towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get the information that no human being can receive by technology or their own intellect. That information was how we are supposed to interact with the being that has created us, has given us every single thing that you and I have. That message was spread all over the world. The oppressors tried to stop this message, but the oppressed heard the message and they became Muslims in submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and decided that there were going to be no prejudice, that Arab and Ajam are going to be the same, black and white are going to be the same. Every human being is going to be the same, whether they are rich or poor. They were going to be the same. The only beings who are going to be higher in status is the one who are righteous and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This message was received by the oppressed first. Afterwards, the oppressors decided that for the sake of receiving the wealth that was accumulated by the government of Islam, that they were going to be the hypocrites and accept Islam and become those individuals who are going to carry this message. What had happened in Karbala is that Imam Hussain al-Islam stood up against that oppression. He stood up against that version of Islam, which you see it today as well. The individuals that are called ISIS or ISIL or Al-Qaeda or Daesh, these individuals are following on the same principles of the enemies of Imam Hussain al-Islam, who stood against him 6100 AH, about 1300 years ago. Imam Hussain has taught us that regardless of which world, which life, which era, which culture that you live in, you always have to stand with justice and you always have to be against the oppressors. If the oppressors so-called happen to be Muslims, you have to understand that Islam is truly the submission to the will of one God that does not have a partner, that has been there for the betterment of humanity. If there is a person who takes the life of one innocent being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that He's going to punish that person for the murder of all of humanity. Imam Hussain has taught us that you do not go and fight and you do not go and attack a nation. You do not go and conquer a nation. What you do is if a nation is going to be attacked, then you do your defense. And in your defense, you try your very best, that you talk to the people, you have a conversation, you have a dialogue. You give them the knowledge that is there. You give them the proofs that are there. You give them the verses of the Quran that are there. And if in the end, there is nothing left but to sacrifice in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that even a 6 months child, a 6 months child who was hungry and thirsty for 3 days, even the blood of that 6 months child would have to fall on the earth so that the Islam, the submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is protected. The individuals who are creating these issues, people are judging Muslims from the acts of these barbaric individuals who are mentally ill. They are the individuals that are working as the hands of the enemies of Islam. They have given themselves the name, the perchem, the flag of Islam, but they have nothing to do with Islam. Imam Hussain teaches us that if there is an individual who is of another faith, whether that person happens to be a Christian, whether this person happens to be a Jew, whether he's a Hindu or a Sikh, whatever religion or faith or creed that person has, la ikraha fid din, there is no compulsion in religion. You cannot take an individual and put them in front of the whole world and cut their neck and say that this is what Islam wants for those people who do not believe in him. That is not the case. In Islam, it is lakum din lakum waliyad-din. You accept religion whether you do it or you do not. My religion is for me, your religion is for yourself. In today's world, Imam Hussain can unite all of us. All of humanity can be united under the banner of Karbala, under the sacrifice of Imam Hussain. The great individuals who were the leaders of justice and who wanted fairness for individuals of all of humanity. They were inspired by Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said that we learned how to act, how to be just, how to be fair from the personality and the sacrifice of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We as Muslims, we need to understand that we are brothers in a faith, whichever group or creed you happen to belong to. If you say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, we are all brothers. In that brotherhood, we all have one common thing. We all love the Holy Prophet. The love for the Holy Prophet is immense. It is in our blood. It's in our minds. It's in our heart. It's in our intellect. It's in our emotions. It's in our every single action that we perform. Every single day we bear the witness, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Salawat alayhi. We all are united in the love of the Holy Prophet. Today is the day where all of you could have joined this procession. All of you could have joined this procession. Even the Christians could have joined. The Hindus could have joined. Even the Sikhs could have joined. And every other group of Muslims could have joined this procession, because we all as human beings want justice and fairness. And this is a protest against all of the tyrants and Yazidis of the time. Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam protested against the Yazid that passed away 1300 years ago. Today this protest is for all of those Yazidis, the tyrants, the ISIS, the ISIL, the Al-Qaeda, the Daesh, all of the tyrants that are standing on the same principles of jealousy, of arrogance, of the love of this world. Anybody who stands on these principles are the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Christians could have come and said, we will join this protest, because Hussein did not tell them to cut the necks of the Christians in Syria. Hussein did not tell them to destroy the artifacts of the cultures from before. Hussein told us to learn from the cultures of before, so you take lessons and don't commit the same mistakes. Hussein was there for humanity. It is our fault as brothers and sisters, you and I, that we have not been able to tell humanity who Hussein is. We need to tell humanity that Hussein is not a name of a culture, it's not a name of traditions, it is not a name of a creed or nation, it is not a name of a continent. It is actually a name for the justice of humanity regardless. It is for justice for humanity, who are all children from two parents. Imam Ali had said that if a person was to find out in the government that a Jewish lady, the jewelry has been snatched from her leg, it is enough of an atrocity. If anybody hears that news and dies because of that, he's died on haq, on the truth. So how is it possible that one who was the son of Ali, would have nothing more but the ideologies of Ali and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We as Muslims, we all love the Holy Prophet. I beg you all that can hear my voice, if you happen to have the love of the Holy Prophet, if you can join us, join us now. If you cannot, join us next year, because we are commemorating the martyrdom of the grandson of the Holy Prophet. If your love for Rasulullah is there, then your love for Imam Hussein is there. There is no Muslim who does not love Imam Hussein. And this is a procession, this is a protest. This is a funeral for the one who did not receive a funeral. This is a mock funeral for the one who did not receive a funeral. This is a funeral for the one whose body was trampled by horses. This is a funeral to remind us that they were orphans, that Islam has said to be kind to the orphans. But we had orphans of Hussein, of the Holy Prophet, who were slapped on their faces, who were robbed, who were burned, who were trampled by horses. Tell me a Muslim who does not want to cry for that. Tell me a Muslim who's going to be okay with that. Tell me a person of humanity who has a heart who's going to be okay for that. Tell me a person who wants justice and they will be okay for that. Hussein's neck was severed. Hussein's neck was severed by a dull knife. The grandson of the Prophet, his head was severed with a dull knife. A dull knife did not cut the neck of Hussein in one go. My brothers, the neck of Hussein was not cut in one go. History narrates the numerous times this knife went in the air. Numerous times this knife went in the air, and as it came down, there were the eyes of the sister of Hussein that was watching. Sister of Hussein, Bibi Zainab, was watching. The daughter of the Prophet was watching. The Thaniya Zahra, the second Fatima, was watching. The kids in the camp who were thirsty for 3 days, these kids, the only hope they had left was Hussein. The only hope they had was Hussein. Where are the mothers? Where are you? When you hear that someone's son or daughter was killed in an accident, you feel for the mother that lost the child. Where are the mothers who love the Holy Prophet? Where are those mothers when they hear this in history, that Sakina was slapped, that she died in a prison, while her body was put into shackles, in ropes? Where are those mothers? Why are they not here mourning it? Think about it, whether you happen to be whatever belief, if you heard such a tragedy, would you not cry? Would you not come out on the street and say this injustice was done and we are not for that? Will you not take your hand up and bring it to your chest to show that you are not in agreement of that atrocity that was committed? Will you not come and raise the slogans of Labbaik Ya Hussein?
Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein!
This is my message to all of the tyrants of the world. You see, all of the individuals that are here, they have learned the concept of sacrifice and giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Hussein ibn Ali. You should know that. They've learned justice from Hussein ibn Ali. They've learned Tawheed from Hussein ibn Ali. They have learned the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Hussein ibn Ali. If you want to oppress us, you should find out who Hussein ibn Ali was. You should find out about the history of Karbala. You should find out who he was, so that you understand that when you are oppressing us, what our reaction is going to be. We will not give our head in submission to any tyrant of the world.
Hayhat min
nazilla.
Hayhat min nazilla.
Hayhat min nazilla.
Hayhat min nazilla.
This was the slogan of Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he said that dishonor is away from me. These tears that were cried is a reminder for all of you. These tears that you've cried is a reminder for all of you that you need to stand united as one. In the name of Hussein, do not disunite yourself. Because the one who see you, they see you as Muslim ibn Aqil. They see you as Muslim ibn Aqil. That you are the representative of Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam. They will learn about Imam Hussein through your actions and your character. If your action and character takes them away from Islam, then the fault lies from us. Do not do that. Bring yourselves together. Mothers, bring your sons together. Sisters, bring your brothers together. Fathers, bring your sons and daughters together. This is what we need to do in this time. Stand against injustice and oppression around the world. Take your hand and put it on your chest. Do your matam. Have your slogans, have your nohas, have your masiyas. And do not perform a single action that is going to bring the honor of Islam down. If we do that, our protest is successful. Our mission is a success. The message of Ashura is delivered. And the Muslims around the world finally will understand that the love of Hussein is there for the benefit of all of humanity. The Christians will understand that the love of Hussein is there for their betterment. The Hindus, the Sikhs will understand that Hussein stood for every oppressed individual. We are for humanity. We are against the one who are against the humanity. ISIS, ISIL, all of these things we are away from. And I urge my Sunni brothers, my those brothers who happen to be maybe from a different group, that do not get and play into their hands. Do not become extremists and go and perform those actions that are against law and Sharia and Quran. Do not do that, because you are giving a bad name to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're giving a bad name to his holy progeny. You're giving a bad name to his companions. Do not do that. Learn from the sacrifice of Hussein. I urge you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر